Hola, Tom Terrero, podcast 45 from Colombia, Viva Colombia, South America, in the jungle hiding with machetes and bodyguards. It's the Day Game Cartel looking for bitches in the jungle. Not alone, luckily, because of the dangers of this country. I'm with my original wing from, I think, 2009, 2010. It is Rami the Great. All right, Rami?
Hi, guys.
Nice to see you, man. You made it before me to Colombia. We flew together from London to Miami, and you had a shitty time even getting into the United States.
Yeah, it took me like 4 hours, actually, to leave the immigration office, just because I'm from my background from the Middle East. They asked me so many questions and crazy stuff, and there was like a big room full of other people.
You were still positive,
but finally, with patience, I managed just to being calm. I managed just to leave the office with peace.
A naughty boy. That's why you're on the FBI most wanted list.
Yeah.
And you can't even fly back there, can you? They've now said this trip you can't go back. You have to go to the UK another way.
So I have to actually I have different routes. For some of the, actually, after I arrived to Colombia, they sent me an email telling me like, you're not allowed to come back.
It's crazy. You are a pirate. You are a fugitive. And I love it. And he's still positive. So the shit was hitting the fan just as Rami landed. I got through quick, and I was said, okay, Rami, I'll see you in the hotel. Got a taxi, and for the first time ever, I left my passport in the back of the taxi. It cost me like 2 days of headache, almost £1,000 in fees and changing of flights and stuff. But anyway, I tried to keep positive. Rami kept me positive, and now we're in Colombia. And the topic for today is Rami's famous positive vibe, because I've winged with Rami and lived with him and we've traveled. Maybe you remember our old videos from Moscow and Latvia. Loads of the original London Day Game guys winged with Rami because he was one of the first. And everybody says, wow, Rami's vibe is very stable. Even though you had a difficult background, difficult story, difficult time coming to London, which we'll talk about another time. Everyone says to you, wow, like what's the secret of your vibe? So today, in half an hour, we're going to try and say some of the secrets to your vibe, because it's too big to talk about all the secrets. I kicked this off a couple of days ago in Miami. I made a video called Vibe Vampires. So the opposite of what Rami does, really. All the negative things. If you want to fuck up your vibe, then do these 10 negative things, which is don't sleep. When I don't sleep, I get really mad, you know, bad vibe. Be lazy. So just lie on the sofa, don't do any fitness. Stay in your house, be on your own, in the dark, on the computer, writing all these weird comments and being a PUA troll, getting really angry about other guys, other women, you know.
I have never done this in my life, actually. Yeah.
Having a victim mentality, so like, again, on the forum saying, you know, fucking women, fucking government, my family, it's the town. Yeah, except with yourself. So we'll come into that. Just watching loads of mainstream media, spending all your time on Twitter, and again, getting into a big rage, eating crap, surrounding yourself with other negative people and negative wings, because that's a unspoken thing in Day Game. There are some negative wings who like suck your value and suck your vibe, slow you down. And the last one, reading about game, watching game videos, writing about game, but not actually talking to women. Remember, Mystery used to say the game is played in field. And I say 90% action, 10% theory. So all of those things we'll talk about with you, Rami, the opposite, which is your life. And we'll kick off, let's zoom out and talk about the cognitive behavioral therapy side of things. So kind of controlling your mind. Now, I went through this with, I think I was 20, 21. Mm-hmm. I had anxiety, depression, and stress. They gave me a CBT course. Because I wasn't taking any action, it was actually useless. But the one thing I remember is when she said to me, you can separate your thoughts from your emotions. And I remember thinking, wow, that's really interesting. Yeah. I'm not my thoughts. You can actually watch your thoughts like clouds.
You will have more power when you separate the thought from you. And then you can actually question the thought and get rid of it quickly.
Well, let's talk about that with exercises that you do, not in field, but in your house. Mm-hmm. These are kind of cognitive exercises. So if you've first of all, you should say that you weren't always relaxed.
Like
your quick background?
Like I'm born happy and I have like all the time positive. Actually, in fact, I had really harsh backgrounds. and I grew up in like a little village full of negative people. And by the age like of 18 to 21, I suffered from anxiety, actually very like severe anxiety. And that
was a very troubled childhood.
Yeah, that was actually what forced me to like, you know, and to control it and find ways to cut it off, to be honest.
But you came to London with basically no English, no income.
So yeah, coming to London was a big challenge for me, because coming from a small village to a big city with like, you know, like a pure English, it's very hard as well.
You never were one of those people that read loads and loads of PDFs and you didn't actually even read the book.
No, actually I didn't actually even read the game, and I never actually signed up for any forums. I always thought this is like a stuff that is not really important, because I thought I have to be in action. I have to do something. And maybe once in a while I used to like read something, but to be honest, 90% of my like, you know, experience in day game or dating was in the field.
Yeah, we met, I think it was 2009 or early 2010, and I was in Trafalgar Square doing indirect on the steps, and I kept seeing this guy going down the steps and sitting next to these girls, and he was like jumping in before me, and I was like, motherfucker, who is this guy? And I think I watched you for maybe 1 week. I was a bit afraid because I was so socially weird, and then I must have said to you, hey man, what are you doing? And you just said, yeah, just doing gaming. You didn't care about like the internet.
In fact, Asha, I thought I'm the only one doing this in London. So when you came and said hello to me, I thought, wow, there's actually a community here. But actually, I thought I'm the only one.
There was four guys, I think, altogether.
Yeah, so it was actually a surprise for me actually to know that actually there's actually like a people like they meet for that. But
but you're also famous. You've been out most days for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I've been actually almost like five times a week, 3-4 hours a day. Yeah. To be honest, like now I see it as a hobby. I see it like as something I love to do. It's not just with women. It's just like to improve my like, you know, lifestyle in general.
It's a therapy as well, isn't it? Which we'll talk about.
It's actually the best therapy you can do. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you can give guys, I don't know, summarize three ideas of this cognitive behavioral therapy, that if you're in your house right now and you're not going to go out today, what could a guy think about today?
Okay, well, actually, I have many exercises, but I'm going to share with you actually the best three exercises that are very simple, but they're very powerful as well. This exercise actually is great to reduce your negative thoughts, to make you more positive in the day, because, you know, we all experience negative thoughts, but we need to handle it in the best way. I mean, the first step I want to give you actually, guys, our first exercise I want to give you when you are feeling a bit negative, I want you actually to remember that feeling negative is normal, and everyone experiences negative thoughts, so you are not alone. Happy people experience negative thoughts as well, but when they experience negative thoughts, they don't let it in. They actually let it out very quickly, so they know how to deal with it very quickly.
I think when people follow a lot of life coaching and, you know, the American stuff, they think of being happy and always have a good vibe, you know, always smile with your white teeth. That's bullshit, yeah? No. Because part of the human condition is up and down, stress, and negativity.
You experience negative thoughts no matter how happy you are. The difference between the person who is actually positive, they know how to deal with it and they know how to manage it.
Definitely as well with day game, and you're facing really, in the beginning, really brutal, like ego blows, cold approach, rejection, stings. Yeah. Walking around for hours in the rain.
I would say doing the game, and especially solo, you're going to feel negative very quickly, especially because when you are walking in silent and you're going to approach like a girl, so your inner voice can kick on very quickly and you might feel negative very quickly.
But you're saying the first tip is to just say that it's normal.
You have to remind yourself this is something normal. You're not like something wrong with you. Everyone experiences negative thoughts. Now, the second exercise I want you to do is I want you actually to stop reacting to your negative thoughts and stop resisting the negative thoughts by controlling it or doing certain things, okay? And instead, I want you to accept your negative thoughts. Now, I know it's going to be hard for you, and I know it's not easy for us to accept something negative, but I want you actually to verbally accept it, and I want you to do it in that way. Every time you have a negative thoughts, I want you to say this following statement, okay? The statement is, my brain is having a thought that. For example, if you've got like a thought, you know, about, oh, I'm going to lose my job. So instead of saying, I'm worried that I will lose my job, I want to say, my brain is having a thought that I will lose my job.
That's the separation
yeah.
of the thought from the emotion. That's classic CBD.
Exactly, because when you do that, you zoom out and you can actually, like, you know, like question the thought and control it. Otherwise, if you say, I am worried that I'm going to lose my job, it's more meaningful. So you can actually feel more reactive to that thought. And after you actually you saw the statement, I want you to say it verbally. I accept it and I will handle it. So for example, if you're having like a thought about losing your job, you say, my brain is having a thought that I will lose my job. Okay, I accept it and I will handle it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My version of that, just to give a different wording on it, is I definitely know I have a lot of negative thoughts, because I don't think you ever solve depression. Depression never goes away, like it's not magic. It comes and goes, and I'm as I get older, I know what it is because I see it coming.
Yeah.
I see the dark day,
yeah.
and the dark day has so many, you know, negative thoughts. But what I do, I accept that negative thought. I say it to myself. I don't actually say it out loud, but let's say that the negative thought is, I can't be bothered to go outside and talk to girls. It's too dark, it's too cold, I'm too tired. And then I immediately say, how I can correct this is, and then I'll give an action step to myself. So mm-hmm. how I can correct this is, well, just at least go and have a coffee in the town where I live,
mm-hmm.
and at least go for a walk and at least talk to the girl who's making me coffee.
Or approach one girl or,
yeah.
like, you know.
And usually by creating an action step, I'm not pushing down, because I think if you try and pretend like, no, I'm not depressed, no, I'm not feeling tired, I'm not feeling lonely, if you try and push it down and hide
the truth, so yeah. you have to actually accept the truth. And as soon as you accept the truth or the negative thoughts, your body is going to stop reacting and you're going to feel more relaxed, and then you're going to have more power to actually, you know, reduce your negativity. Okay, the last exercise I want to give you guys, when you're experiencing your negative thoughts, I want you to change your focus, because when you have like some negative thoughts, you're focused on that thought.
Very micro thoughts.
So you have to consciously actually change your thoughts, okay, and change your focus. And I want you to change your focus to something make you feel good. Some could be something in the future, like a trip you're going to do, a date you're going to have, or anything that makes you feel good. Or it could be like something in the past, like a great moments you had with like your date or your friends, something, you know, can energize you. And if you want as well, you can actually write this on your piece of paper, like some like a positive story. And as soon you feel negative, right away remember the story or remember some good stuff you're going to do in the future.
Both of us have the trick of, we've got a file on our computers, and in the file is pictures of the hot girls, like the really crazy stories, the successes. And when I'm sitting there in the winter going, geez, you know, I suck, day game sucks,
yeah.
what's the point? I don't think I'm any good anymore. You open that folder, you've got one, haven't you?
I got like a big one full of all the stories there. And every time actually I feel a bit like, you know, let's say my game is a bit rusty, or, you know, I don't feel like, you know, like as the same, I go and I read this and instantly I feel just good quickly, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like you remind yourself like you did it and you can do it again.
I'd also add to that point when you said change your focus, like zoom out. So because the focus is so small, like, and my foot hurts so bad, I can't do day game because my foot hurts, or you have this excuse, or, you know, it's, you're thinking about one thing in your job. If you zoom out and consider, like I said in my video from Iceland about, you know, the universe, you're on a yeah. planet, there's nature, watch great movies, read great books, listen to positive music. Suddenly you think, fuck, you know, come on. It's like with the passport and like with yeah. the immigration. That was stressful. You zoom out and we were laughing. We were on the beach in Miami yeah. going, come on, like this. We're in Miami and it's sunny and everything's fine.
Exactly. I think it's the most important that you actually have the power and the willpower to change your focus quickly. And that sometimes it takes actually sometimes to have this actually habit, because it's not easy for us to change our focus and be like, you know, in a good mood. But the more you actually do it, the more you can actually it's going to be easier for you to change to positivity. And
it takes 66 days, apparently. A habit
yeah,
takes 66
days. Sometimes actually more, to be honest. Yeah.
So those three things you said, You can think about them today or write them down today if you're listening. But like I said, to be positive takes more mental energy because of evolution than being negative. So yeah, just like the clean eating or the day game approaches 3 times a week, it's got to be 2 months of this kind of thinking. And you've been doing it now for how many years, positive?
Oh, it's almost like now, I mean, day game or like in general? Like,
no, positive thinking.
Positive thinking is, oh, for the last, like, I would say 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since I suffered from anxiety, so I became very, like, you know, serious about it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to control it. So that's why actually for me now, every day I have certain rituals I do to keep, to maintain my positive life. And to be honest, I'm glad actually I suffered from anxiety because now I have more power. Yeah. Like, you know, I have more control of my thoughts.
Yeah, I advise every guy to be alone. I think you should travel alone. You should spend time alone because when you're alone, suddenly all the demons
comes
to you. And when you're young, it's very, very scary. But as you get older, I've found that it's nice to sit there and watch all these thoughts come and to have control of your mind. That's a cornerstone of life, obviously. Anyway, let's bring it practically to day game because you're listening to this podcast for hopefully in-field day game advice. Mm-hmm. Both Rami and I like solo day game. Even though we've been wings and we go on holiday and stuff, we basically like doing day game on our own because we both agree it's like a meditation, quote unquote. It's a therapy. It's in the zone, whatever you want to call it. It's in flow.
Yes.
I don't really like distracting chat with wings, you know.
It's also actually the hardest because you know, doing solo alone is kind of like, it's very easy to be negative, especially if you work alone in a big city.
Well, all those weasels come in your brain.
Yes, yeah, because when you are walking by yourself, looking for like a girl to approach, it's very easy to like have negative thoughts. Like, I don't know, it could be like she's too tall, she's like walking very fast. Your brain will give you 100 excuses not to approach.
Procrastination, masturbation, if you think you sing.
So
again, another reason to get good at doing solo on your own, because you always say you like the quote, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." So you need to run, they say in psychology, sounds a bit cheesy, but it's true. You need to run towards fear because what do Americans say? The other side of fear is freedom.
Yes.
So you're having a wing, it's nice. It's good if you're a complete beginner. But if you really want to toughen up with the things we're talking about today, you need to have these stressful situations.
You need to spend some time solo. Like if you go with your wingman, like let's say 3 times a week, you need to go twice a week with your wingman and once by yourself. Trust me, because if you keep going out with your wingman, it's become a habit. And for you, you're going to rely on him all your life. And you want to be able to do day game by yourself, because day game made to be solo.
Let's, before we do some tips for in field, let's just talk about wings quickly.
Yeah.
You've met hundreds of guys now in London and around the world who wanted to be your wing.
Yeah.
You tried for a few days and you're very, very selective.
Yes.
And you're not afraid to say bye-bye, goodbye to the guy. Can you explain why wings can be a negative thing, like the vibe, the energy of somebody who's grumpy, someone who's... they're delaying you. You know, why do you choose wings so carefully?
Because I do believe when you are spending time with negative people, or like let's say a negative wingman, let's say you have a wingman who complains about, you know, not getting numbers or flaky numbers, or, you know, try to always have excuses, that will affect you. Even if you are very positive, it's very easy to also feel negative around these people. You know, sometimes some negative thoughts can get easily to our head. And especially if you go out and you spend like 3 hours with some negative wingman and you do it for like a month, it doesn't matter how positive you are, you're going to feel negative and you're going to be like him and maybe even worse.
A tip is to really only agree to go on an infield session with the wing as a trial.
Yeah.
So just have a coffee, see how many times this person complains, go out with them and see if it helps your vibe or if it hinders your vibe.
That's why for me, like as soon I go with wingman and as soon I hear him complaining about anything, about girls, even in life, right away I cut him off immediately. I tell him, listen, you need to do this, you need advice. But for me, it's like I'm very strict with that, because I mean this is a very important time for me when I go to, when I go out and do a day game. I don't want to, like, you know, feel negative and you know, deal with other people as well. So, and I think this is the main reason why I do solo. I mean 80% of my game is solo, because I know it's not easy to find a wingman, and you need actually to train that wingman to be positive as well.
It comes down to protecting your vibe, doesn't it, really? Like, the other, another little thing that can kill my vibe, makes me very negative. Every morning I open my inbox, and sometimes I check, like, comments and things. And because it's the world of online pickup, it attracts some very super angry, negative people. So the first half an hour of my day is sometimes reading extremely violent, rude comments, you know, angry comments. And I found, this is why I get a girl often to go through my inbox. I pay a girl to do the messages and things, because it's like a toxic morning, a toxic beginning to the day. So eliminating forums, eliminating, you know, reading about trolling, eliminating all this stuff. Yeah, you could say it's naive, it's a bubble, but it's necessary. You got to save yourself before you can save somebody else. So don't feel bad saying to a wing, you know, goodbye. Because you got to sort yourself out, and he's got to sort himself out, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's dragging down. But anyway, let's dive into three practical infield things that you do. And I watch you doing them all the time, even in Colombia. First one is something you call fuck it.
Yeah, the fuck it exercise. Basically, this is like to cut the inner negative voice, okay? So let's say you are out and you're doing day game. And then like you saw a girl who's she's very tall. And then suddenly your brain giving you this thought like, oh, she's too tall, don't approach her, okay? In this moment, I want you to call out this negative thoughts.
Okay? You can do that in your head.
You can do it in your head or loud if you want, okay? So you say, oh, she's too tall. And then I want you to say after that, fuck it, I am good enough. And then go and take right action.
Now, try to move your feet when you're saying the words fuck it.
Yes.
It's the old 3 second
rule. It's very important here when you say like fuck it to add some energy, and especially when you say the statement as well. Okay?
All right, second one is something I see you doing. It's like this. We call it click it. What's this click it thing?
Click it is kind of like you have like positive statement. Okay,
You prepared these already.
You already have to, like, you already like write. Basically, what I did, I wrote some, like, you know, powerful positive statement that make me feel good. Okay, and then while I'm walking, doing day game between the sets, I say this in my head, and while I'm saying that, I click. Okay, for example, I can say like I have like a one I love to say all the time. Say I am good enough and outstanding to approach girls anywhere, for example, or I feel very relaxed. Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something make you feel good. You can create your own.
It fills the head between the approaches, because the danger time is between the approaches.
Yeah. Because between the sets, like it's very easy to get negatives, and when you say something positive, so you distract the mind from the negative thoughts, and that will keep you in a good state.
That's why in pickup they call it minimize time between interactions, because it's just physics, you know. Okay, third one is something I do more than you, I think. I do this with students, and we call it flip it. So it's a little bit different to fuck it. Fuck it is just turning off your brain and saying fuck it, and you just walk and clear your head, nothing in your head. Flip it, you have to think about something. Now, the way I teach it on programs, before even doing day game, just sit in a cafe, sit on a wall, watch girls go past, and I point to them and I say to the student, what does she look like? And the student says, she looks angry, man. She looks so bitchy. And then you hold the thought and you flip it and you say, what's the opposite of that? And the student says, okay, she's not angry. She's a nice person. She's lovely. And she's just stressed. And then you say the sentence to yourself, let's go and find out. And then you approach, and you know what? 90% of the time, what you think is the truth about these girls is wrong. They're not stressed. The reason they're walking fast is because in London, everybody walks fast. The reason she looks grumpy is because in London, everybody looks grumpy. Another example is, you might say, she's so hot, man. She must have a boyfriend. Lots of students say, she must have a boyfriend. So I say, okay, hold it, flip it. What's the opposite of that? They say, she's single and she's lonely. I say, cool, go and find out. And the student goes over and he finds out. So you can either do that sitting in a cafe, or you can do it every time you have one of the weasels. Or yours is a little bit more direct. Have the weasel, she's too fast, and you say, fuck it, and you move, you know, which is that speed of implementation, taking massive action.
Yeah, because sometimes, some kind of high energy can put you in a good state to take right action. When you walk in London, or when you are doing day game, it's better to walk slowly, okay? But at the same time, as soon you see the girl, and as soon you want to approach her, increase your speed, because you need a bit of energy for that as well.
And it's amazing, just by moving your legs.
Yeah.
I find as soon as the student's moving his legs, it's momentum, you know, he just does it anyway. The first step, moving your leg, is the hardest thing.
The hardest things, yeah. And I think that's why when you do the fuck exercise, it's going to give you some kind of like push to start moving towards the girl.
We're almost out of time already. That's crazy. Half an hour goes so fast. So we'll come back. We got lots of time in Colombia to talk about vibe and positivity. But also, I wanted to add one more thing, because here in Colombia, Rami and I are doing long day game sessions. And what we do every, hour is we stop and we sit down and have a juice or a coffee and just rest by a fountain or something.
I go out and do day game, like after 15 minutes or like 1 hour, I want to like sit down for like 10 minutes. Usually a good rest, 10 minutes.
Don't have a big lunch. Don't sit down at home, because that's going to fill your belly and you're going to drop in energy. It's just it's a short vibe break.
Yeah, 10 minutes every 50 or 60 minutes is actually having a break. That's actually a great way.
Yeah.
To keep the energy, because sometimes even if you are going, I've seen guys actually walking for like a 3 hours straight. I mean, you're gonna get really tired very easily,
especially if you're doing four approaches in three hours.
Hot country as well is also even worse actually. So taking like rest every like 50 minutes or like every 60 minutes,
it's because you've only, however fit and healthy and young and positive you are, you've per day, you've only got a limited amount of vibe, good vibe.
And remember, when you are tired, it's very easy to be negative. Like in general, when you are tired, the feeling lazy, the negative thoughts can kick on very quickly. So that's why you need to avoid that.
Why you need to be in high volume places. Because the night game is, they don't have this problem. If you're in a busy club in Vegas, you can do 30 approaches back to back. In the daytime, I've seen guys wandering more than 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, seven hours.
Like maybe two approaches or three approaches. Yeah.
So they're physically tired. And think of all the demons that they in their head, so many voices.
Like negative movies or the negative statements like for 4 hours. And then they come back home as well, feeling emotionally exhausted.
That's why it's a disclaimer. Day game can actually fuck you up worse if you don't approach. If you're just walking around thinking about game and letting these weasels beat you, you'll go home and your anxiety and depression will be worse.
Yeah.
So that's the health warning with all this.
I tell guys, if you walk more than like an hour and you don't do like, a few approaches, then you need actually to either like take massive action or stop and go back home.
We do our first approach within 5 minutes.
Yeah, usually actually like my rule is like to basically like do the warms up quickly.
Jump in
like do three approaches in the first like 30 minutes, and this, to be honest, like when you do, this is the most important
time.
Yeah, the first 30 minutes of day game, if you manage it in a good way, then the rest of your day game will be actually more productive.
How you are in the first 30 minutes is going to tell you how you're going to be for the next 2 hours.
If you walk like for 30 minutes or 1 hour doing nothing, then probably the next like hour is going to be the same and even worse.
I say first one's the worst one. And again, same as you, say fuck it and you jump in. And the first one doesn't need to be a dream 10 or a 9. Student says, I don't like it. I jump in and I usually do an old grandma when I'm teaching, just to show them. Get in, jump in, do a family, do a 6. Doesn't matter, because you're just using positive vibe for your positive fuel.
The first few approaches, it's not about actually like quality or about getting numbers or anything. It's about you, put you in a good state of mind, put you in a good like mindset.
Get out of your head. There we go. Yes. That was today's podcast. Cheers, Rami, for coming on. Podcast 45. There's so much to talk about. So we'll get you back for podcast 46 in a week's time. I think we'll still be here. Yeah, we'll still be in the jungle hiding from the gorillas. Until next time, ta-da, bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.